Section 3. You will hear two people talking about divorces. First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Did you see that program on TV3 last night? The one about the traditional family and how family structures are changing in New Zealand?
No, I was going to watch it, but I forgot it was on.
Oh, you should have seen it. It was really interesting. It started by talking about the divorce rate and the myth that half of marriages end in divorce. Apparently, there are approximately 10,000 divorces and 20,000 marriages in New Zealand each year. This causes people to think the divorce rate is 50%. In reality, though, statistics show that just under one-third of couples who married in 1970 had divorced by their Jade wedding anniversary, 35 years later. Of those who married in 1980, just under one-third of couples had already divorced by their silver wedding anniversary, 25 years later. This is still well below one-half of all marriages, though.
I think the divorce rate here is probably lower than a lot of other countries, too. What else do they talk about?
They were saying that since the 1960s, there have been a lot of changes in the types of families and household structures, and that these continue to change. Two very significant trends since that time are that people are more likely to live with a partner before marrying now than in previous years, and birth rates are on the decrease. There has been an increase in the number of single-parent families and an increase in blended families. You know, that's when people who have been married and divorced meet a new partner and join with their children to make a new family.
Don't more people live by themselves these days too? I remember reading something about that in the newspaper.
Yes, that's true. The program said that single-person households are a growing family form. They compared 2 years, 2006, when 23% of the households were that type, and 2021, by which time they're expected to grow to 26%. While some of these people are younger, a lot of single-person households are made up of older people who may have lost their partner. Like most countries in the developed world, New Zealand's ageing population is growing as people continue to live longer, so that's one of the reasons this type of living situation is expected to rise.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. So what else did they say?
They said that currently just under 40% of households were couples with at least one dependent child, and that around 20% of households are made up of couples without children. Childless households are expected to increase much faster than couples with children over the next couple of decades. Of course, people who do have children are more often deciding to have smaller families, and many are putting parenthood off until later in life. They said that in 2007, the average age of women giving birth to their first child was 28 years. I think it's risen to around 30 years now. This compares with a median of 25 years for giving birth in 1976.
You now have some time to read questions 26 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 26 to 30. I suppose a lot of people want to get their career established. Maybe buy a house, those sort of things first, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. I think younger people nowadays also appreciate a few years of freedom with no family commitments. Generally, people have more mobility nowadays, you know, with people going overseas for extended periods for work and travel. If you already have children, it's quite difficult to have those experiences.
Wow. Just think what it will be like when our generation gets old. With more people choosing not to have kids, getting married later and concentrating on their careers, there's going to be more elderly people with no one to support them. I mean, traditionally, families looked after the elderly members in their homes. But even now, an increasing number of people are spending their old age in a retirement home because either the family is spread geographically or their children work so much they aren't able to give them the time they need. Did the program suggest that relationships and families are becoming less important to people in general?
No. They indicated that the decline of the traditional family structure was more about social acceptance of other forms and people taking advantage of the increasing number of choices. Although at the end of the program, they started talking about how technology has had an adverse effect on traditional families. People are becoming more materialistic, but more importantly, we are becoming less sociable. The feeling of community is disappearing, because people are using texts, email, and social media to interact with others rather than talking.
Well, that's not really a new point of view, is it? People have been talking about that for years. Anyway, I don't agree. I visit my parents the first weekend of every month, but in between times, I keep in touch by email.
Why not by telephone?
Well, it's cheaper to use the internet and it's much quicker.
I don't think that's such a good idea. I prefer to be able to speak directly to people.
That is the end of section 3. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.